Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
I want to talk a little bit about Lackawanna County and the politics there, because we know there's a vacant commissioner seat, which you, the voters in Lackawanna County, will be able to make a choice on. Matt McGloin left, and now there's a vacant spot, and this thing has been dragged out for quite some time. There are a number of people running in this position. We had, not too long ago, Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gaughan on the show.
Yeah.
Now, Matt McGloin was a Democrat, as is Bill Gaughan, so they had the majority. And now that Matt McGloin is gone, there was a fight over who picks the person to fill in the rest of the term. And I guess now we're at the point where it's going to a special election.
Can you believe it? What you said, let's be fair. What you said the day it happened, this is what we should do.
Well, and I think most people would agree with that. Most people would agree. You don't want three more years of a, you know, position to just go to someone that some insider picks. Yeah. I get it for a temporary time, but, you know, anyway, so here we are. Now, when we talked to Bill Gaughan then, I asked him specifically, who is it that you are backing in the election coming up? And you don't have this, right?
I wasn't able to find it at this point. No.
Yeah, we were trying to find it. But he had said that at that point, I'm going to paraphrase what he said, and you can let me know if you remember this, Jason, but he had said, I'm going to leave it up to the voters of Lackawanna County.
I vaguely remember that.
Yes. Yeah. To determine who they think is best for the position. Well, I guess he's kind of changed his mind on that. In the Scranton Times Tribune today, it says Gaughan backs independent Capellini in commissioner special election. So he is endorsing Michael Capellini for this upcoming election. Now, I'm only telling you this because to me, the news is, you know, he had told us he didn't have a particular one that he wanted. I'm going to guess, I don't think it's going out on a limb to say, I think he's picking him because the Democrat choice is Tom Welby. Well-respected, well-liked guy. I love Tom Welby.
So
I think he's
strike,
great.
Then? What do you think?
But Tom Welby and his ads and others has talked about pausing the whole reassessment until voters can kind of understand, residents can understand, you know, how it impacts them, the appeal process, everything else. So because of that, I think that's why, because, you know, Bill Gaughan, and he was here with the assessor as well to say, we are bound by the court to implement this. Now, I had asked him several times, could you vote to delay it? And he wasn't sure legally how you would do that. But I guess it could be done. We didn't have a lot of answers to that. So just the news to me being that he's backing the independent, and he's saying it's because he wants someone who's not an insider. And obviously, the Democrat Party in Lackawanna County and he are at odds because they have not been able to agree as to who should be serving with him, the people of Lackawanna County. So I like Tom Welby a lot. I think he's a great guy. I'm not telling you folks who to vote for. I'm just saying the news to me here is that he is you know, backing an independent candidate. The county Democrat Party chairman in the Scranton Times Tribune article, Chris Patrick, is blasting Gaughan for endorsing Capellini. He says he's an independent with zero experience in county government. Now, Welby is a lifelong Democrat. He is well respected. I agree with Chris Patrick on that. And he says he's claiming that Bill wants an independent voice and someone he can control.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So I'm not so sure, you know, I'm not so sure there are a lot of people that run for office who just go, all right, I'll do whatever you tell me. Although it's kind of happened now on a federal level with the, you know, Congress just letting Donald Trump do whatever he wants.
As it was explained to me, that whole position was you have either two Republicans or two Democrats and they kind of work together and get everything done and one person's a mouthpiece. So usually I think that's how it has worked, right? For the most part, people, parties would agree with each other.
Usually the two, you know, work together towards something. Yeah. But I mean, not always is it somebody that is like a puppy. You know, many times you have two pretty strong people.
You just happen to agree.
Yeah. And okay. They happen to agree with where they're going. Right. The whole thing is wild to me that we have a party with control and they couldn't agree on the person to fill in. And because of that, they're literally allowing the voters to possibly change the control to a Republican majority, which could very well happen in this case as well, which is it. So there's bad blood there. No doubt about it.
I mean, you know where I stand on this. I like when people go, you know what, I'm going to do something that doesn't fall in line with my party. Because usually it leads to just people having conversations like, well, what would that mean? Because right. It doesn't seem, because we always assume people will fall in line. I like when people step out a little bit.
I understand wanting someone with some experience, but I think any more saying that someone doesn't have a lot of government experience isn't always a bad thing. I mean, you don't want someone who has no clue, but you know, the outsider kind of thing works with people because I think they get sick of the same old from the party. So.
I mean, look, most of these offices don't, the very limited restrictions, I'm sorry, limited qualifications, usually age and residence. It's not about degree, not about work experience, because we should be able to put who we want in there. Mm-hmm. You know, and if we vote in a moron, okay, that's the power we have.
Right.
That's why it's so important to pay attention.
Yeah. So the issue of reassessment, they would not be, Tom Welby and Bill Gaughan would not be in concert with each other. Because just like Chris Shermack, who is the Republican commissioner, Tom Welby would like to delay the reassessment and implementation. And I think that's a popular position to take in an election. I mean, let's be honest, that's a very popular position to take. You know, the whole unknown, fear of loss many times is a greater motivator than a promise of gain, right? So fear of, you know, the unknown will get more people out to vote. So I think there are a lot of people who say, you know, I'd kind of like to wait until we see what they're talking about and how much money we're talking about. Now, on the other hand, let's say they delay it. They don't implement it, but they send out, you know, what the notices would be. Then you're going to have a bunch of people who are going to see that they would have paid less. And they'll be like, oh, crap.
Oh, I fall in that boat. I just don't.
And the thing is, you don't fall in that boat. You're going to be paying more, most likely.
Well, had it not happened, I would still be paying less.
But I'm talking about the ones who find out if they, you know, we're going to delay the year, but you've gotten the notice I would. Now I've got to pay $500 more than I, you know, why are we doing this?
Well, it's a very selfish line people are drawing. Like, if I pay too much, I want it to be lowered. If I pay too little, I get it. It's confusing. But pausing it and trying to avoid confusion, I'm on board with, because a lot of people are like, what's going to happen? We don't know.
Right. So it's the unknown, and that makes people nervous. So, you know, Bill Gaughan does have now someone that he endorses in this race. And it seems that is coming down to this whole delay or not delay the reassessment. And again, whether or not you can even legally do that, that is something that they might want to explore right now and let voters know. Can you? Can you delay it? Can you just do what you've already been doing and delay it for another year?
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.